educators need to think about both devices and services because most AT devices need some kind of training or support. Certainly, there are very simple ones. A slant board could make a significant difference in a student's ability to write. It may serve him or her well in many situations, and that's not going to need much training. But a lot of assistive technology is computer-based. A lot of it is software these days. A lot of it is free things that are on the web. But almost all of them need someone to know when they're working or not working, how to manage, to provide training. The law specifies the services that we must provide. And we need to consider those whenever we think about using assistive technology to be sure that it's appropriately implemented.